You're on the Aaron Keck Show, Blake Hodge, along with AJ filling in for Aaron Keck. It's 5:30 on Wednesday, so we get to talk to Penny Rich, Chair of the Orange County Commissioners. Thanks so much for coming in today. We appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
So it's been an interesting week for the summer around Chapel Hill. It is the summer, allegedly. I was talking with some people earlier today. I don't know that we have those same quiet summers that I heard about that we were going to have around Chapel Hill whenever I came into this role a few years back. But the Chapel Hill Town Council, with their special meeting about the Green Tract on Monday of this week, this was a resolution that y'all being the county commissioners and the Board of Aldermen, passed in February. Chapel Hill discussed it in February, and then it didn't end up coming back up for them until public comments in their June meetings, and now we ended up at a July 12 special meeting of the town council. That's not right. July 15th special meeting of the town council.
Right, 15th,
so they ended up not passing the resolution that was passed by Orange County and Carrboro. You were at the meeting.
I was.
What was your takeaway from that meeting?
Well, a couple of things. I think for a summer meeting to have a full house like that about the Green Tract was pretty impressive. So it means that people are paying attention. I think really important. And that's the first important thing. Secondly, I think what was important was there were three county commissioners there. There was the mayor of Carrboro and an alder. The mayor pro tem was there, as well as their planning board. County commissioner planning board was there. Mm-hmm. And we had the chair of the Chapel Hill Carrboro schools there. So clearly there was some interest and concern to have Chapel Hill align with the other boards so we can all move forward. And moving forward means that, you know, we've been doing this for 17 years. We didn't want to be doing it for another 17 years. So moving forward meant that we spent 2 years in MMC, Managers, Mayor, and Chair meeting, developing the maps, developing the resolution, and developing the conversation that we can go back to our boards and have. Apparently, Carrboro did that. Orange County did that. Chapel Hill might not have had those conversations, as it was evidence in Monday night, because there was a lot of confusion about what they were doing. And at the end of the day, they did not pass Resolution A to keep us moving forward.
Yeah, there was live editing of the resolution that
That's
ended
right.
up getting passed during the council meeting. And at one point, a 4-4 vote, and one council member, Rachel Shavitz, kind of honestly saying, I don't know what we're actually voting on now after that kind of hour-long discussion amongst the council. So part of the concern that was expressed by council members was designating certain numbers of acreage for certain uses. So from those managers and chair meeting, mayors and chair meeting, how did those numbers come about? Why were they important to be in the original resolution?
So let's just go back to the land itself is 104 acres that are owned by the three partners, Carrboro, Chapel Hill, and Orange County. And then there was
This is not Carrboro owns a parcel, y'all jointly
own it together.
Own it. Yeah.
That's right.
Okay.
And then there's an additional 60 acres that the Orange County owns, right? So that's that we always knew that Orange County wanted to maintain those 60 acres as open space. It was never going to be developable. However, as we did research over the years, we discovered that the 60 acres that we owned weren't necessarily the areas that we wanted to preserve. The headwaters had to be preserved. There are certain areas in the Green Tract that you really shouldn't build on. Mm-hmm. So we asked for a reconfiguration, which we all discussed in our MMC meeting. Along with that reconfiguration, because it kind of looks, you saw the map, it kind of looks like it has like one sort of main area going through with these kind of arms going through. We wanted to just sort of designate areas that possibilities of what could be either built there and how many acres. There's nothing in that, as Mayor Lavelle said, that legally stands. It was just suggested by the MMC group that 20 acres could be for this, that 11 acres could be for the school, that, you know, maybe we can put some mixed use here, maybe we can have some single family here. Nothing nothing in that document was set in stone. It was just sort of like suggestions, a jumping start point, you know, jumping off point rather, starting. It wasn't the end. It was just the beginning of the conversation. And sometimes it's easier to see, okay, well, there's 20 acres there. How much can we actually build there? Instead of just seeing sort of like a crayoned in blob of land. Sure. So that's where those numbers came from. Two years of planning with the partners, all three partners.
And part of the y'all passed the resolution in February. It sounds like in May, the school board wrote saying they were going to need a bigger piece of that. And Chapel Hill still had not passed its resolution at that point. So part of the concern was that we already know these numbers aren't going to work. It felt like the town council, some town council members felt like they were committing to certain numbers that they know weren't going to work. So and that so wasn't a concern?
As many times as you told them that there was no commitment on here, they didn't believe us. So, yes, the school board wrote they wanted, instead of 11 acres, they wanted 20 acres. Hmm. But that's, again, that's just an approximation. We don't know in 10 years when we build a school what the school's rules and regulations are going to be.
Sure.
I mean, by then, that you know, they're talking about a suburban school. Why not build an urban school there like they did in Northside, mm-hmm. where they had to do a fill-in, right? I mean, you don't necessarily need 20 acres for a school. So that discussion hasn't even – none of that has been finalized. It was just sort of what they were asking. We also have an area of 4 acres that was going to be an open space area to play in, mm-hmm. right? It's sort of a playground. Why not connect that 4 acres to the 11 acres for the school site? Now you're up to 15. Right? So there's ways of moving things around. At our last MMC meeting, though, we discussed that letter, and it seems that some of the Chapel Hill planners were concerned about that, exactly what you're saying. But our manager and Carbro said, well, nothing is set in stone. Maybe the school location over on Billabong isn't the best place. Maybe mm-hmm. we would move it up closer to, you know, where Eubanks is, or maybe we would move it actually closer to the neighborhood. We don't know. None of that was set in stone. I'm going to say that over and over and over again. But it really wasn't. There was nothing that said that it was just a map that all three partners worked on to give us a starting point. That was it.
There's clearly frustration in the room from the representatives that were there of the other government bodies that this wasn't just moving forward. So what now?
Well, so, you know, as I said in the meeting, we want to be partners, but we want to have good partners. When we sit down at a table and go to these MMC meetings, we are all there to act in good faith, which means that when you go back to your board and discuss what we're talking about at these meetings, you're filling them in of exactly what went on. To not try and move forward as partners, I think, is a big mistake. You had Carbro in Orange County that, you know, we see some things in there that we'd like to change. Mm-hmm. I've talked to the mayor, and she's talked to me about that. And we have also included the Chapel Hill mayor in the conversation. But, you know, to start off like this as a partnership is just not a good sign. So what I'd like to see is us to all sit down and talk about what our partnership means. What does it mean to work together in this sort of environment? We've never done this before, right? No. We've never had three governments own land before. And it's in the Chapel Hill zoning jurisdiction because it's an ETJ. But they, you know, just because it's in their zoning district doesn't mean that they are the people that are going to decide what happens there. Because if the other two partners don't agree, then nothing happens. And that's what we've been doing for 17 years. Clearly, it hasn't worked. As Mark Dorson said in our Assembly for Government meetings, this experiment has been a failure. Uh-huh. And it continues to be a failure if we cannot even have a good starting point where we all agree on a resolution. I think one of the most frustrating things also is that number one, no one got to see a resolution C. We all talked about it on a phone. We, you know, some of us behind the scenes were talking and trying to get the feel for what's going to happen. No one saw it. And we had people coming up at the podium and saying they wanted the Chapel Hill Town Council to vote on Amendment C or Resolution C. Mm-hmm. But there was no Resolution C.
Not publicly available.
Right.
Yeah, certainly.
And there wasn't a Resolution C that was correct. After Councilwoman Bell made it clear that that's not what Resolution C should be, the attorney was creating a Resolution C on the fly in the meeting. I don't think that a board should ever put their attorney under that kind of pressure to be doing that. And as you were there at the meeting, you could see we were all kind of like, we can't see what this is. Mm-hmm. Half the time you couldn't hear what they were saying because they don't leave their microphones on, which is kind of weird. Leave your microphone on. You're at a meeting. Leave your microphone on. We don't care if you're chewing candy. It's okay. We all know that what chewing sounds like. And so, you know, I'd like us to sit down and really talk about what partnership means. You know, it's going to be one of those moments where we're going to have to decide, you know, we can't go through this every single time we have to make a decision because we will never get anything done.
You just came from the economic development meeting of the county, I guess.
Yeah, so it's the Economic Development Commission, and there are advisory board, and I was invited to by Stephen Pagedon, who is now our chair, to come on over and just, you know, I just wanted to stop in and thank them for this ABB project because they are, you know, they're advising us and they're clearly our partners when it comes to, at the end of the day, when it comes to trying to lure these companies in. That's what we have. So I went and thank them all. I mean, you know, everybody, all our advisory boards work really hard, but also to keep up the good work. We learned about a couple of more projects that we're working on, of course, that we can't talk about, right? Because they have names.
Those are our favorite, the code names. Yes,
code names. You know, when it's a code name, then you know you clearly can't talk about it. So, but you know. It's funny because you hear it's election season, so everybody's talking about economic development, and I'm going to bring this and I'm going to do that. Folks don't realize how long it takes to engage companies and finally get decisions on moving forward with things. Mm. I mean, it could be years. And years are a long time for people. They don't realize that you're still working on it because they don't see it in the forefront, but you're still working on it. So, you know, this ABB thing that came through, it was just spectacular because we were up against Mississippi. Mm-hmm. And, you know, clearly they wanted to be here. But they needed to work it out and you know, think about that expansion and think about what it looked like and where are the people that were going to work for ABB, where do they best get the people that they want? So, sure. I mean, these are big high-tech jobs. They're not little.
A meeting coming up to talk a little more about that, right?
We do.
So
Tuesday.
What's going to be happening with
it? Yeah, so I'm going to open up the meeting. We're going to get a presentation from our staff. Then ABB is going to come and talk to us a little bit. Then we have to open up a public hearing because anytime you have economic development incentives, that means that we are giving money back to a company for creating jobs. Mm. That's what it is. I mean, so we don't the tax dollars are collected. So let's make sure that everybody understands. So if we use like $1 million in taxes, those are collected. If 70% goes back at the end of the year, they get the $700,000 back or, you know, the end of the 5 years when they create the job. Mm. If they don't create the jobs, the 405 jobs, then the percentage of what they get back at the end.
It's prorated.
It goes down. And so we'll open up the public hearing. By law, you have to have it. We will close the public hearing. We will take a vote, and I will have everybody at the bar for a beer by 8 o'clock.
So it's a good plan.
You think that's a good plan?
It's better than 10:30.
You're right. No, we will not be frustrated over this one. I think we're all really, really excited. But then – and then – so like I said, let's go back to like, you know, is it summer? Well, for me, it's not actually because, you know, the other three possibilities of economic development that are coming to Orange County are all – using time during the summer to come visit, come discuss, come meet with us. So there is no time off for the chair of the Orange County Commissioners this summer. But that's okay. I mean, you know, I still love my job. I wouldn't do anything else.
I think the economic development conversation in general is interesting with the types of businesses that are interested here versus the, you know, kind of the big game hunting, as it's called sometimes with Morinaga or with ABB coming through versus the sustaining the local businesses that are here, and the incentives conversation is always
and we had that conversation today. You know, that's part of what this board does is they look at the big dog, but they also look at the small dog, local. They also talk a lot about the food industry. I mean, we forget how much farming is in North Carolina, in Orange County, North Carolina too, but in Orange County.
For the county in particular.
And how much of those how much of that produce is not only going to the farmers market, it's going to Weaver Street, you know, and now a lot of it's going to places PFAP that you wouldn't think before, right? Yeah. You know, PFAP Seal the Seasons, going into Harris Teeter. You know, we just have local businesses that are picking up our, and that's good economic development, right? It's farming, it's agriculture. So we talked about that. There's going to be a change up of how our economic development department's going to run. That announcement will come also. We're moving someone into assistant economic development manager, which is great. Mm-hmm. And that person will be specifically in charge of, you know, Article 46 and small loans, okay, which is we are doing much better with our small loan plan. We really are. And so we're going to see that change come in September. It's great.
So there's a lot going on even in July as you're trying to stay out of the heat.
Oh,
so anything
goodness.
Else that people need to know about on the Orange County front here?
No. You know, I think I was just here talking with you guys and Aubrey about our economic development summit that's going to come up in the fall. And so I'm really looking forward to planning with Aubrey and y'all about how we're going to move forward with this. I think people really loved the summit last year. And I know that we had the county commissioners and the people that we invited in, right?
Yeah.
It was county commissioners and people that are actually involved in our community in economic development came and spoke. So I'm really looking forward to that planning. And of course, you know, Aubrey's like, you know, can we start talking about this next week? And I'm like, Aubrey, summer.
No, I'll let her know.
Yeah.
We'll back it down a little bit. Penny Rich, Chair of the Orange County Commissioners, thank you so much.
Thank you so much. Yeah, I appreciate it.